Start again at the bottom of Pei Hei on the base. Where it says that Bunayas Ben Bunayas had apartments that he rented out. And he kept a lot of his things there because he had so much furniture, he had no room for it in his own house. So he kept it in his apartments that he rented out. So he had a tefisah yad in the apartments, and the people who lived there didn't have to be part of the neiruv because they were considered like his guests. So the Mara says, Bunayas, Ben Bunayas, Osla Kamedareb. Ben Bunayas, Osla Kamedareb. The son of Bunayas came before Rebbe. Omelahu, Panu Makum Leven Meyamana. So he said, make way for a person whose father is a rich man. Osin Shachri, then another leader came. Omelahu, Panu Makum Leven Mashayimon. So he gave more covet to the second person. He's a person who's worth 200 more. Omelahu, Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi. So the Mishmur Rebbe Yossi said to Rebbe, Aviv Shozei, Yeshu Elef Sfinos B'yam, Kenedin Elef Hayoros B'yaboshe. This guy, the first one, is a lot richer than the second one. His father has 1,000 boats all over the world and 1,000 cities on the dry land to accommodate his boats. On the low, if Shagia Hitzel Aviv, so that's the case, his son doesn't look that rich. When you get to the father, and Marlo out Shagreel Bekelev Alolofone. Tell the father not to send him in the kind of clothing that he wore because you couldn't see how rich he was. Next time he sends him to me, send him dressed with his covet. Rebbe Machabed Ashirim. And Rebbe Taka gave covet to Ashirim, so it was important for him to know who was an Asher. And some Rebbe Akiva Machabed Ashirim. Some say the reason Rebbe was Machabed Ashirim is because this way people will be mechabed him because he was an usher. And they wouldn't be mechabed him because of his Torah. And he wouldn't make use of the Torah for covet. Others say that the bechlal, the Ramban gives somebody ashiras, it's a simen that he must get some schus. That's also that the Ramban chooses to give the shefa in the world through that person, so he deserves covet. Because the Dorish Rava Bar Mori, Yashev Olam Lefnei Elokim, Chesed Ve'emes, Minyan Tzuru. So Rashi learns what's that pasuk mean. And Mosai, Yashev Olam Lefnei Elokim, when is the world really settled? Bisman Shechesed Ve'emes, Minyan Tzuru. Mean Rashi says is Lashon Mazon, Mon. When people do chesed by providing food for needy people, then the world is really settled. So a person who provides chesed, provides food, an usher deserves the covet. Rabbi Barbara Chana Omer Kagon Yosef Shomachresha. Now we're going to a new thing. Let's see Rashi to it. Ponam Mokum Ven Mosayim Wana Kolomer Mokum Choshev Yosef Ben Gedolim Lefi Covet Asher. Somebody else came who was richer, so he said, make room for this guy because he was mechabed each usher according to how rich he was. Aviv Shozeh Bunayis, so the Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef told him, you're making a mistake. The first guy, his father is a lot richer than the second guy. The Kalim Alolo, B'Gadim Alolo. He said, it's impossible to tell that. Next time, tell the father to send him in clothing that represents his stature. She'ein Nira B'Evoshu Kolkar. He doesn't look so rich in the clothing he's wearing. Amos Ayashiv Olam, B'Zman She'esh Bo Ashirin, She'Gobnim. They'll protect the world. Min is Lashon Mezonos, Mon. Okay. Now the Gemara goes back. If somebody has apartments that they rent out, and they have things in those apartments that they store. So the Gemara says, what are the kinds of things that have to be stored in? To go, Yosef Shomach Reisha. Has to be something that's muktza to move on Shabbos. So the guy can't take it out. He could take it out, then it's not considered tefisas yad. That's what Rashi learns. As Rishalmi learns just the opposite. If it's muktzah, that I can't make any use of it, then that's not tefisas yad. It has to be something that he could make use of on Shabbos, then it's considered like tefisas yad. Amar of Nachman, Tanit v'Shmuel, Dover anitl v'Shabbos oser, Dover she'en anitl v'Shabbos enu oser. So Bavli learns that something that you could move on Shabbos still makes it oser, unless they live part of the Eruv. because that which a person has in the apartment, since it can't be moved on Shabbos, is irrelevant. But something that's mutter to move on Shabbos, there, what's it called? Something's the opposite. Something you could take away, so that apartment still is osur, unless the people make part of the eruv. Hashem dover shein on nikul b'Shabbos shein osur. But if there's something in the apartment that can't be moved, that's called tefisas yad. And the Yerushalmi says just the opposite. Tanya nam yachi, yesh lo tevel, yesh lo ashoshis, v'chol dover shein on nikul b'Shabbos shein osur. Rashi, yoset shomach reisha is the peg that goes into the plow. That's tefisas yad, because that's muktzah. And therefore, it's going to stay there over Shabbos. Dobran, you put the Shabbos in a tefisas yad. The osir. The boy is shocked over Shabbos, you know, your boy. Because if the guy wants to take it, he can throw it out. Take it out. The mela, what's it called, it's not considered tefisas yad. Ashoshio, shobarzo, chatikos, vidos. Big pieces of metal also are considered tefisas yad for the muktzah. Okay, start the mission. I mean, niach beisof, b'holach lishpos b'racheres. You have a lot of people living around the chotzer, a lot of houses. So normally, all the people who live in those houses have to contribute to the eruv, so they're mitzarev all the houses into one big rishus, and that is the same rishus as the chotzer. So now they can carry from the houses into the chotzer. If one guy leaves for Shabbos, and he goes to spend Shabbos in a different city, so he's not going to come back. He's in a different city. So, Echad Nachri, Echad Yisrael, Hareza Osim. So the Tivri Rameir. Rameir holds that Dira, even if you're not there, still Asers. As long as you have a house in the Chotzer, you have to contribute to the Eruv. And even if you're not living in that house over Shabbos, that doesn't make it not your house. And it's your Rishos, even though you're not there. It doesn't make a difference, a Goy or a Yid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eino Osir. Rabbi Yehuda says, it doesn't make a difference a Goy or a Yid. Dira, that you're not there, is not a Dira. So if you're not there for Shabbos, then it's like your Rishus isn't there. And the Mela, you have no Rishus in the Chotzer. You have no Rishus in the house. And that house and the Chotzer, that part of the Chotzer, are irrelevant. So the only ones who have to make an Eruv is the other people who are there. And they make the Eruv, and then the Rishus of the houses becomes like the Rishus of the Chotzer. Rabbi Yossi Omer Nochri Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says a Nochri who goes away for Shabbos can come back. So he answers, Yisrael in Osir. But Yisrael doesn't answer. He also holds that if you're not there, it's not considered a deer. But we're afraid the Goy will come back. And the Jew, we're not afraid he's going to come back. Shame Derech Yisrael over Shabbos. We're not going to be afraid he'll come back. You know, sometimes maybe he will come back. An emergency will happen or something. But it's not normal. We have to worry about it. If Shimon Omer afilu iniach beso, v'holach lishpol tzitzo bito b'oso a'ir, eno osur, shikvar yisim alibo. He doesn't have to go to a different city. Even if he goes to his daughter, in the same city, he already was meisiach das from his dira, it's not considered a dira anymore, and therefore he doesn't answer, even if he's in the same city. Because it's totally not so much where he is physically, but where his das is. And if his das is to be somewhere else for Shabbos, and his original dira is not considered a dira. Rashi, Hareza Oser, the dira below Bailim, Shmo dira. Rav Meir holds a dira without somebody actually there is also called a dira. Eino Oser, the Lach Shmo dira. Rav Yehuda holds not considered a dira. Rav Yossi, Nami Sirai, Lach Shmo dira. Rav Yossi also holds, it's not a dira. Mil Nachri Oser, Shema Yavo Ayom. But a Nachri is Oser, the Oser because maybe he'll come back. He took this. This is not considered to him his dira for Shabbos. So therefore it doesn't have a shame dira. Even if he's not physically in a place where he can't come back. Okay. Omarav, halachic Reb Shimon. The halachic like Reb Shimon, that as soon as he goes to spend Shabbos somewhere else, his dira is not considered a dira. The dafka bito. But it's only his daughter. Avu benolo. He goes to spend Shabbos by his son, chances are, in the same city, chances are, he's going to come back. Why? The Amri Inshi, Novach Bach Kalba, Ul. If a dog, it's a male dog, barks at you, you can go in the house, don't worry. Novach Bach Ul, Yaisa Poke. But if a female dog barks at you, don't go back in. Therefore, the guy goes to stay by his son. We're afraid that the daughter-in-law is going to give the father-in-law tzaris and force him to go back to his house for Shabbos. But if he goes to his daughter, the son-in-law will treat him properly. So sons-in-law treat their fathers-in-law better than daughters-in-law. Okay. Rashi. And the Rambam paskins that it doesn't make a difference. This is only stammer, you know for sure. But if you know for sure the person is not going to get in trouble and you're not going to go back, then it doesn't make a difference. Son, daughter, stranger, right? But what the Gemara is saying is, under normal circumstances, right, if you don't know differently, you have to worry about the daughter-in-law, not the son-in-law. Rashi, the Dafka Bito, the Ovid Inish, the Diary, it's a chosno. Sometimes people live by their sons-in-law. I will be, no, you know what I mean, see, I'm tight on my base, so, Ladur, when a guy goes to stay by his son, he doesn't take his mind off of coming home for sure. Why? Ladur, it's a kaloso. Shemit is kofi, the Yotze. Because he's afraid of the daughter-in-law. Kalba Zohar, Kagon Chosno. Right? Even though he gets along with his son-in-law, but the Gemara refers to him as a dog. Guraisa Nekeva, Kagon Kalosso. And refers to the daughter-in-law as a female dog. You can figure yourself what that means. Okay. And again, that's only if you know for sure that's the way it is. But otherwise, it's not the case. Okay. Rashi, Ha-Gemara Mishnah. Bor Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. Here's the picture. Whichever book you want. There's a color picture. This is a bor between two Chatzeros with a wall that divides the bor. Half of the boar is in one chotzer, half the boar in the other chotzer. So the problem is that the boar goes under the wall, and the water is common to both of them. So when this guy fills up his water on this side, he's really filling up from water that's coming from the other side too. So therefore, and they don't have an eruv between them. So the problem is, how can he take water from the other guy's side and bring it into his reshus? It's taken from a common rishus into a private rishus, which is also. If they had an eruv, there'd be no problem. But they have no eruv.
But the water that he physically takes into his bucket is on his side at the moment he's taking it.
Yeah, but it goes back and forth. So you can't say there's one side of water, whatever. The water's constantly interchanging. So, Eidim Mali Mimel B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to fill up from that bore on Shabbos on either side. Elim Kain, Asulam Mechitza, Gogo Asar Tvachim. Unless you made a mechitza, right, 10 tfachim, besides the wall, 10 tfachim, be whether it's above or what's it called, bein milamata, whether it's in the bor, bein mitoch ogno. We'll see what that means. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, beisham ayomri milamata. Rav Shimon Gamliel said this is a machlokis beisham beisilo. Beisham says the mechitza has to be in the bor. Beisilo omri milamata. Bishol said it could even be above the board. Om Reb Yehuda, lo te mechitza, gedola min hakosuch shebeinayim. If the mechitza could be above the board, then why do you need mechitza? There's a wall. It's also above the board. Why can't that be the separation? If you don't need a mechitza that goes into the board, then the wall should be good enough. Shirash. The Gemara discusses what the Mishnah means. Bor shebein shtei chatzeros, chetzio bezu vechetzio bezu. Half the boar is in one person's chotzer, half in the other. Ein mamali lemenu, shezem mamali mishus chadero, because each one is filling up from the other one's rishus, because the water interchanges. Elim kein, bein milmata b'gmor mefore. The Gemara will explain what milmata means. Bein mitogokno, apo pishedon ukasamayim. It does not have to be into the water. It just has to be into the boar. So there's a space in the boar. Before the water starts, the mechitza has to go below the bore line, but not below the water line. Even though it doesn't touch the water, special kula, the rabbanan made by mechitzas in water or above water, the amrinan beg kula achis the mechitza. We say that the mechitza goes down, and as long as it's 10 tfachim, it goes down to the ground. Just like we say kudasik, when you have a mechitza that's 10 tfachim high, it goes up indefinitely. A mechitza 10 tefachim goes down indefinitely too. But that doesn't apply to a mechitza on dry ground because the gedoyim bokim bo. Because if it's more than 3 tefachim off the ground, then goats can get underneath. So that's not a mechitza. But in the water, only fish can get underneath. And fish don't break up the mechitza. However, right, it has to be, Beis Shammai says, in the bore itself. It doesn't have to be in the water. It doesn't have to be at the bottom. But it has to be at least in the bore itself, so there's a hecker that there's a mechitza here separating the water. So Yehuda says, if the mechitza helps, even if it's not in the water, even if it's not in the bore, then why can't the wall help? The wall also separates the bore. It's not inside the bore. It goes over the bore. But why shouldn't that be as good as the mechitza? Now the Gemara says like this. Omer Avuna lamata lamata mamish. When Beis Shammai said lamata, then when they said, what's it called? Well, when Beis Shammai said mamata, it meant mamish mamata, meaning in the water, till the bottom. That's how Rashi learns. Rashi mamata dekami Beis Shammai lamata mamish. Samuch l'mayim ve'ein tzrichim rashi konim liga b'mayim. No, Rashi learns that it has to be right next to the water. There can't be a space between the mechitza and where the water starts. But it doesn't have to go into the water. Lamata means lamata from the bore line, but not lamata from the water line. Lamala, the Gamri Beisilo, Lamala Mamish. Samach Mishvasom Lamala, Emir Tadayavakar. When Beisilo said Lamala, it means literally above the bore. It should be up to the bore line, but doesn't have to go into the bore. Okay? The Zevazeba bore. Both of them are talking about the bore. That's what Rav Huna said. They're not talking about the water. Nobody holds that the mechitza has to go into the water. Beis Shammai holds it has to go into the bore, up to the water. And Beis Hillel holds it can be above the bore, but up to the bore. That's good enough. Doesn't even have to go into the bore. Rav Yehuda Amar, Rav Yehuda said, Lamata, Lamata min amayim, Lamala, Lamala min amayim. Rav Yehuda explained Beis Shammai they sold differently. When Beis Shammai said Lamata, it meant into the water. And when Beis Hillel said Lamala, he meant into the bore, but up to the water. No one holds that it could be above the bore. It has to be in the bore at least. Beis Shammai is Machmir, that has to go into the water too. See Rashi? From Yehuda Omer Lamata to Beis Shammai, Lamata min amayim. Shetei ha-mechitza tchuva b'karkois ha-bor. Rashi learns that the mechitza, according to Yehuda, according to Beis Shammai, has to go into the water to the bottom of the water. Has to mamish be on the bottom of the bore. And even though we learned before that even if you have an iron mechitza, it's not going to make the water, it's not waterproof, so the water's still going to go, but it's not a hecker unless the mechitza is totally to the bottom. Even though the water will interchange, it's enough of a hecker to make a difference.
What's the hecker?
What the hecker is it? You have something separating the two things. Yes. That somebody sees that there's a mechitza that goes up. They would want to check to see where it went. It goes all the way to the bottom. That's how Rashi was. Lamala the Beis Hillel, Lamala min amayim. Beis Hillel also holds. The mechitza has to go into the bore. It doesn't have to go into the water. That's what they're making. Shein konin trichem lika b'mayim. The mechitza does not have to touch the water. But it can't be above the bore either. Mala is Rav Yehuda, Mata is Rav Huna. What Rav Yehuda calls Mala is what Rav Huna calls Mata. Rav Huna said Mala and Mata is determined by the surface of the bore. And Rav Yehuda said Mala and Mata is determined by surface of the water. So Omer le Rabba bar bar Chanon Rabaya. Od Omer Rav Yehuda. Lamata, lamata min amay. Maishno lamata mamish, delo, tarive maya. Lamata min amayim nami, or arive maya. Maishno, what's the difference? If lamata doesn't have to be, what's it called, mamish at the bottom. Because anyway, the water gets mixed up, right? Then why does it have to be in the water altogether? No matter what you do, you're not going to separate the water completely. So if it's only for a hekker, why shouldn't the hekker be enough if it goes to the water? Didn't you hear what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav? Rav had said it in the name of Rav Chia. Sora shehiru roshin shokonim l'mala min amayim tefach. Right? In other words, that there has to be a hekker. So if you have a mechitza, even if it goes to the bottom, it's not going to separate the water completely. But it has to be a hekker. In order to be a hekker, at least a tefach has to be sticking over the water. So you can see it. It would be completely immersed in the water. That wouldn't be good. So the whole union over here is not to separate the water, it's to make a hekker. So some learn that it's enough to have 9 tefachim in the water and 1 tefach above. And some learn you have to have a full 10 tefachim in the water plus another tefach above for a hekker. Bisu, Adam Rav Yehuda, and that which Rav Yehuda said, Lamala, Lamala min amayim, which when Basil said, it could even be Lamala, means it could be above the water, but not above the bore. Why does Basil hold that if it's above the bore line, then it's no good because the water is mixed. If the mechitza goes into the bore, but it doesn't go into the water is also mixed. So what's the difference if it's above the bore or it's above the water line in the bore? In order that it should be nicker, that this mechitza is for the sake of separating the water, even though it won't separate it completely, but it's giving the idea that we're making some separation between these two reshuyos of water, at least a tefach has to be in the water. Here again, the same machlokas. It means 10 tefachim above plus another tefach in, or one of the 10 tefachim has to be in the water. Okay, Rashi. Darive maya tachas a mechitza. Whatever mechitza you put in, the water is going to exchange under that mechitza. It's not a waterproof mechitza. Or arive maya ala mechitza. Pam shamayim amukim me'asara. Many times the water is deeper than 10 tefachim. And all you need is a mechitza, 10 tefachim. Never said you need a mechitza mamish to the bottom. And even according to Rashi on Beis Shammai, that you need a mechitza to the bottom, it's still, what's it called, the water is still going to interchange. It's not waterproof. Shiiru roshi konim oyohim. You have to suffer for a hekker. So the mechitza has to stick out of the water, at least a tefach. The sula of Yehuda nomi, aliba de Beis Hillel. The Amri Lamalam and Amaya, Samach Lamaya. And of course, Rav Yehuda, way he learns the Beis Hillel, that it has to be in the bore, even if it's above the water. Beis Hillel says it's okay. Aval Rachuk and Amayim Lo. But if it's not in the bore, and it's not exactly even with the water, it's no good. Right? Maishto Lamalam Amish, to Rachuk and Amayim, what's the difference? What's the difference if the Mechitza is above the bore line, or above the water line a lot? Or right equal to the border of the water line. Either way, the water is going to mix. The shein mechitza hefsek nikeres b'mayim. V'arive mayim lehekyu l'matam. L'matam nami. May hefsek ikah haray ein nogi b'mayim. The ma'isa, why should they say, well, it's good if the mechitza is in the board. It's not in the water. So it doesn't separate the water at all. One says, no, sheishka roshi akodim ha-tachtoni. U'b'ofligay. The Beis Shammai bo mechitza amatsek is out at the home. This is the way Rashi learns. The Beis Shammai need a mechitza that goes mamish till the bottom. And even though the water will interchange, that's enough of a hekker. Beis Shammai bo hekker mechitza. And Beis Shammai say no. As long as there's a hekker on the above, even though the water underneath is mamish together, that's still good enough.